This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. In a surprisingly broad ruling, the U.S. Supreme Court upheld all the key provisions of the McCain-Feingold campaign finance reform law. The law, named for Senate sponsors John McCain and Russell Feingold, bans large unlimited contributions by corporations, unions, and wealthy individuals. It also limits funding for broadcast ads in the weeks before an election. Here are two reports on the ruling, the first from NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg.
By a 5-4 vote, the High Court rejected a constitutional challenge brought by the Republican National Committee, corporations, unions, and advocacy groups of the right and left. They contended that the reform law violated their First Amendment right of free speech. But the court majority said the law curbs corruption, not speech. The McCain-Feingold law does two major things. First, it bars parties and office holders from raising unlimited amounts of campaign cash from corporations, unions, and wealthy individuals. And second, it bars corporations, unions, and advocacy groups like the National Right to Life Committee, the National Rifle Association, and the Sierra Club from using their members' and shareholders' money to fund TV and radio ads that target candidates in the final weeks of a campaign. The court said that the McCain-Feingold law reasonably requires such ads to be paid for with limited contributions that are fully disclosed. Those who challenged the law candidly admitted yesterday's ruling was a total loss. Here's James Bopp of the National Right to Life Committee.
They've cut the heart out of the First Amendment. The First Amendment was intended to protect political speech and particularly the ability of citizens to criticize the government.
A similar view came from First Amendment lawyer Floyd Abrams, who represented the challengers in the Supreme Court.
I think there'll be a significant diminution in the amount of ads and the range of speech and the amount of topics spoken of, and I think that's all for the worse.
But lawyer Seth Waxman, who represented Senators McCain and Feingold in the Supreme Court, said the High Court's decision was a stunning repudiation of the idea advanced by the challengers that under the First Amendment, the legislative branch is powerless to protect itself from the corrupting influence of money.
What the Supreme Court today said resoundingly is Congress is not handcuffed by the First Amendment from doing what it takes to restore the confidence of citizens in the operation of the Republic.
The High Court's decision was in stark contrast to its last major campaign reform ruling in 1976, when the justices cherry-picked the post-Watergate reform law, upholding some provisions and invalidating others. This time, the court accepted the complex law as a whole, invalidating only a couple of minor provisions. We are mindful, the court said, that Congress enacted the law as an integrated whole to vindicate the government's important interest in preventing corruption and the appearance of corruption. And in upholding the law as a whole, the court accepted the law's aim of plugging potential loopholes. It upheld the ban on unregulated spending by advocacy groups for broadcast ads because of the possibility that without a ban, wealthy individuals, unions, or corporations would just set up nonprofit advocacy groups to skirt the law's limits. And it upheld the ban on federal officials raising unlimited money for state parties to prevent federal contribution limits from being circumvented. The court said the record was clear that federal officials have in the past avoided federal limits by channeling money through state parties. The court's majority opinion was written by Justices John Paul Stevens and Sandra Day O'Connor. They were joined by Justices Ginsburg, Souter, and Breyer. Dissenting were Chief Justice Rehnquist and Justices Scalia, Thomas, and Kennedy. Said Kennedy, "Never before in our history has the court upheld a law that suppresses speech to this extent." As is so often the case on this closely divided court, it was Justice O'Connor whose vote proved decisive. O'Connor is the only member of the court to have held elective office. She was Republican leader of the Arizona State Senate before she became a state court judge and then a United States Supreme Court justice. In closing their joint majority opinion yesterday, Justices O'Connor and Stevens said, "We are under no illusions that this law will be Congress's last word on the matter. Money, like water, will always find an outlet. What problems will arise and how Congress will respond are matters for another day." Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.